This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, June 4th. God's word for you today is timing. Our scripture reading is taken from Judges chapter 6, verse 11, and it says, "Then the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the great tree at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash, of the clan of Abiezer. Gideon, son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of a winepress to hide the grain from the Midianites." Have you ever wondered if, is this all there is? Or felt like there had to be more? I remember years ago, while I was still in paid employment, I was speaking with a friend of mine who was working in a consulting firm. At that time of our lives, working was about making money. And we both concluded that if working is about making money, then there must be a better way. You may be in school, but deep down you are asking, could this be all? You could be in a relationship and you are wondering, is this really all? Perhaps in your business, and you're saying, there has to be more. The word of God to us this season is, you are made for more. I am really excited about this season because the word of God is a precious gift and we must never take it for granted. Over the next few days, we will lay a foundation for the season in preparation for the deeper things God has for us. Our focus scripture is Judges chapter 6, verse 11 to 14. Please read. "This is the story of the children of Israel, particularly Gideon, who rose to become one of the judges of the nation of Israel at that time. Israel was under the yoke of the Midianites, and they were being subdued and exploited. The Midianites would wait for them to plant, and once it is harvest season, they come in droves and take everything, leaving nothing for the Jews. It was at that time that Gideon lived and was trying to make ends meet." This is where our text kicks off from. Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press, disguising his operations. The word of God is amazing. Everything is in the Bible. For someone reading this today, you may be faced with a giant situation, a Midianite invasion. God is saying, go, I am sending you. Reading this passage of scripture is very comforting to me because I usually believe God for huge things for myself and for God's people. There can be no small dreams. Gideon was threshing wheat at the bottom of a wine press, disguising his operations, hiding his proceeds from the Midianites. You can read that and conclude that Gideon was a coward or a spineless wimp. But the truth is that sometimes you need to hide until it is time. Concerning John the Baptist, the Bible says he was in the wilderness until it was the time appointed for him. If they had not hidden Moses, Moses would not have fulfilled his destiny. There are certain seasons in your life that you need to hide. Just hide your head. There is no shame in hiding. Let us pray. Father, I ask that you prepare me for all that you have prepared for me in this season. Empower me to understand the times and seasons. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.